This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.
Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
And keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment, and with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. Wow, there it is right there. He says the conclusion of the whole matter is to fear God and keep his commandments. Are you keeping the commandments of God? If you're not, you don't fear him. Fearing the Lord is something that will keep us from sinning. But if we don't fear the Lord, we will sin. Basically what it is, we fear man over God. I like to go back to King Saul here when he recognized that he had sinned. 1 Samuel 15:14. Now I want you to listen to what he says here. You better get it. 1 Samuel 15:24. And Saul said unto Samuel, I have sinned. It starts there by recognizing that you are sin. You're never going to be delivered. You're never going to be saved until you come to the point that you see yourself as God sees yourself. And that's a wicked and wretched person. But he loves us. Saul say, I have sinned, for I have transgressed the commandment of the Lord, goodness gracious, and thy word, because I feared the people and obeyed their voice. I'm praying today that you stop fearing the people. As Jesus said in Luke chapter 12, 45, we need to fear him who has the power over death. Man can only kill the body, but God, after death, can kill the soul. So God is telling us to fear him. And when we fear him, we are going to obey him, because the fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride and arrogancy, and the evil way. So as we close today, ask yourself the question, are you fearing the Lord? If you're not fearing the Lord, maybe you're not saved, because you're doing whatever you want to do. You know, Jesus said this statement, and I hope you get it. He says, I tell ye, nay, except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. To be saved, you must recognize that you are a sinner. I told you it starts there. Then you must believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And boy, here's the third one. You must believe that he rose the third day from the grave with all power. The Bible says at the moment you believe that, you're saved. You must believe. Now there's a prayer that reaffirms that, but let me be clear here. You can say this prayer all day, but if you haven't believed Christ into your heart, you're still unsaved. The prayer only affirms what has taken place in the heart. You simply must believe in Christ and that he rose again from the grave. And whenever we say believe, that believe includes repentance as well, because you're coming to him as a sinner and knowing that he can save you. Now, if you believe Christ in your heart, praise be to God. Now, let's see if the proof is in the pudding. Would you believe this prayer? It says that if thou shalt, Romans chapter 10, verse 9 says this, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. And I tell you, the proof is going to be in your living. So as we close today, I want to thank you for joining. And the title today was Fear God, Not Man.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.
This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.